Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. As always, we're privileged to have with us the founder, the executive director, the man behind the SLMA, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Roberts is our announcer and producer for all things in the Funnel Radio Channel. Our subject today is why account planning delivers outsized revenue results. So we're privileged to have Mark Donola on today. He's the managing director and founder of Sales Globe. Mark, account planning can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. Can you give us your definition?
Jim, when I think about account planning, it's really an action plan to achieve a sales result. What I mean by that is that too often we go to battle without a real plan. We all have a quota. We all have a result we have to get to. So if you can have a plan to get to that result, and it is action-oriented, meaning you can put your tactics around it, your strategy around it, that's really what account planning is, and that's where it starts to get you to that result.
So you're just not relying on giving the salespeople their quota and sitting back and letting them do whatever they want in the field, sell whatever they want, work with the biggest clients, hope that they get the best results. You're actually planning it. Is that it?
I think a lot of people think that salespeople have this magical quality, which they do, but they have this magical quality where they're going to go out and be able to hit that number. So it's like, here's your quota, go get it. And I don't want to see you in the office until you start putting stuff in the pipeline. And unfortunately, that doesn't work. It really has to be built around a strategy. And that's the thing that salespeople don't like to do. They like to be out in front of customers. They like to be talking to people. They like to be interacting. And then when you ask them to sit in the office and work on a plan or sit in the conference room or spend time out of the field, they get kind of antsy. They get kind of nervous. Like, I've got to be doing stuff. But in fact, a good game plan will get you a lot farther than a lot of activity without their plan.
So you're actually asking salespeople to think.
Yeah, it's one of those unnatural acts.
Henry Ford said the most difficult thing people do is think, which is why so few people do it. Is that it?
That's right. We like routine. We like methods and things that we don't have to think about. So it's better. You know, there's that old adage, I'm too busy to think, and that's a lot of what we do, I think, in sales, until we come up near the end of the quarter and we realize we're not going to make our goal, and then we start thinking real hard about what we're supposed to do.
Well, I've been reading your book here. This was published in 2017, Essential Account Planning. It's on Amazon and other fine booksellers. It's 136 pages. There is a Kindle version. But it's that first chapter, Why Do You Need Account Plans? I mean, the first page, you just whack us in the face about what happens at a typical company when they don't have an account plan and they don't want to think about it and they don't want to approach it. So you've given us a definition. Before we get into the how and why of strategic account planning, can you give me a small case study of the before and after situation?
Yeah, that first company, that first example in the chapter that you mentioned is probably a good one to refer to because that was a real situation. So it was a large technology company, and we went in and sat down and worked with their team that was managing one of their major accounts. And the major account was a large telecommunications client. And what we were astounded to see is that after we walked in, they had rented space at a nice social club where we could spread out and we had flip charts and everything. What we were astonished to see was that after we got the meeting started, the head of this account really didn't know a lot about the history of the account. He didn't know a lot about what their objectives were in the account. He had basically milked it for several years where he had done very well just by maintaining the business. So fortunately or unfortunately, a couple of the big bosses came in, the head of sales and head of marketing, and they were going to participate in this session. And they started asking him hard questions like, okay, well, you know, what's our revenue goal for this product? How do we do historically in this area? And what happened is it just fell apart. It was kind of a sad session. But the reason it's a case study is that was the beginning of taking a look at this situation, clients. And what we found is they just didn't have a method. So we started to put a method in, and the method wasn't just about here's what the plan should look like in terms of the table of contents and the structure and all that stuff. I mean, anybody can rattle off what an account plan should look like, but the method was about the process and how the team should be working together. And yes, it did have the structure that you have to have in the comp plan. But what we did is we got them into a position where they had clarity of roles, clarity of objectives within their business. They knew account planning was important and where that stood in terms of the hierarchy. They knew it had to be done. That we got them, so they were going through the process, which included sessions. And the sessions were not just going through, what are we going to do in the account? Well, too often we see that. What are we going to do in the account? We don't have a lot of backup information on that. But they were really creative sessions. So we got into, okay, this account, we need to get to $45 million in revenue for this next year. How are we going to get it there? And we would start to do a goal build process where we would kind of flush the lines in terms of the opportunities that we know about. Those are always easy. And then you come about halfway to the number that you needed to get to. And by that, by the way, that number was a pretty sizable number. Then they started to have to do the work in terms of getting creative about how they were going to put different partners together or put different new offerings together or make investments as a business. So it was that process that made a big difference for the company. And they were able to take their top 15 or so accounts that made up, it was about 80% of the revenue. They were able to get them into that cycle over the next couple of years. And it made a tremendous difference in terms of their revenue growth. They were able to grow in double-digit amounts on these accounts that were large, like telecom, large technology accounts that don't grow that fast as accounts. But it was through that method that they learned. So we really wanted to embed the practice in the organization. So it was a change in behaviors that really made the difference in the end for them.
Now, your book seems to, why do you need account plans? Use the right structure, set the goal, which you were just talking about, create the habits, understand mm-hmm. the politics, and think big. It seems to lay it out for people. Now, everybody knows they should do account planning, but would you agree that most companies don't really have a structure to do it? So how do you put a structure in place? And they can read your book, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
We'll certainly get them started, and they'll get multiples back for whatever they invest. But, you know, it the structure has a couple of pieces. There's the structure of the plan and what the plan should include. And then there's the structure of the organization and how the organization should work. And what I mean by that is that the account planning process fits within the overall sales strategy. So somebody has to make that proclamation. They've got to dictate what they're going to do as an organization. So too often what you see happening, Jim, on account planning is you've got the heads of different accounts, and it's a grassroots effort. And they go, okay, we're going to do some account planning because we need to figure out what to do. And somebody gets inspired. Well, not everybody's doing the same thing. It's being done inconsistently. You need the chief sales officer to start that message and say, this is where account strategy and account planning fits within our overall sales strategy. Strategic accounts make up 80% of our revenue, whatever the number is. And we have to have a game plan in order to get to that goal. So that CSO, that chief sales officer, needs to create the vision and the expectation of the organization. And then it's got to be carried on by the sales leaders. So those could be business unit sales leaders or field sales leaders. And they've got to ensure that that process is going to happen. Ultimately, the owner of the account plan is the account leader. So it might be your major account manager or your strategic account manager. They're the people that are going to own it ultimately because they own the quota. But having them own it alone, which too often is the case, usually leads to the process dying out. So you've got to have that importance in the organization, and you have to have accountability behind that as well. And what I mean is when the initial spark and the excitement of, okay, we're going to do account planning, or the initial negative reactions of we're going to do account planning, when those wear off, you've got to have ways to motivate people and ways to hold them accountable for conducting business this way. So it's got to be the normal operating procedure for the organization. So when I say structure, that's a really big part of it, is organizationally, how do we work?
So it's more than simply saying, instead of visiting them once a month, once a quarter, I'm going to visit them every month. So I'm just going to show up more often and take them to lunch, and I'll get more business because of it.
Right, right. Well, you know, sadly, we find that a lot of sales organizations don't even spend enough time in front of the customer, which is another issue that you run into. We worked with a client recently. We found that they actually had about 4 hours a week of face-to-face time that their sales organization was spending with customers. But you know, you've got to increase the quantity of that, but you've got to do it in the right way. So, yeah, you want to be in the field. You want to have the call frequency, but you've got to do that according to the buyers, the influencers that you have in the accounts. So when we go through the account planning process, we look at this idea of needs mapping in the organization and the customer. So who are the people that are the buyers and influencers, and what are their business needs they're trying to solve for, or what are their personal needs they're trying to solve for? And then how do we set up our facings, meaning how does our sales organization line up to those people, you know, when we get on the field of play? And then what are the plays? Okay, do I need to see them quarterly? Does the president of our company need to visit their CEO, you know, every 6 months? What are the plays we're going to run? So you don't want activity unless you know what your facings are and what your alignments are going to be with the account, with those buyers.
We've been speaking with Mark Denali, who's the founder and managing partner of Sales Globe. We've been tackling the issue, the problem, why account planning delivers outside revenue results. When we get back, I'd like to tackle the issue. You mentioned revenue goals for account planning and who is involved in account planning. You touched on that, but it's more than marketing. It's more than sales, isn't it? And there's a tech stack that can be brought to bear today that can also help tremendously. And then you mentioned actual revenue goals. So when we come back, let's tackle those two issues. Who is involved in account planning and how do you set the revenue goals? Paul, over to you.
All right, just a couple of quick words here. One from Demand Lab. They help you help organizations like yours transform the revenue potential by connecting their greatest assets, people, processes, technology, and data. Imagine all that being connected. Well, it can be through a customized revenue ecosystem solution like they offer. By leveraging marketing technology, data science, governance and analytics, and content, Demand Lab helps B2B organizations advance business goals and drive revenue. Learn more about all that Demand Lab offers and their special solutions at Demand Lab, just like it sounds, demandlab.com.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at validar.com.
Okay, let's pick it back up with Jim and his guest.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. We've been speaking with Mark DiNolo, the managing partner and founder at Sales Globe. Tell us a little bit more about Sales Globe.
Well, Jim, Sales Globe is a sales effectiveness innovation firm. So we're kind of like a hybrid between a consulting firm and a design firm, meaning that we do creative work for our clients in terms of solving problems. That's all we're about is problem solving. So it tends to be in the areas of sales strategy. How do we design our sales organization? How do we pay our salespeople? How do we develop account strategies or account plans? How do we set quotas? So it's things that are connected to problems around increasing revenue. And we tend to work across industries from technology to manufacturing to financial services. And we operate here in the U.S. and also over in Europe.
Great. That gives people a good idea of who you are and how you do it. Now, who's involved in account planning? Is it more than just the sales manager?
Yeah, so think about it as we're coming up to Super Bowl here. So think about it as a football team, if you would. You've got a lineup of players that are involved in the process. As I mentioned before, you've got your chief sales officer. Think of that as kind of him as kind of the coach or maybe the owner. He's dictating the direction, the charter of account planning, what they're going to be doing. And then you've got your sales leaders, which could be business unit leaders or divisional leaders or regional leaders. And they're going to be coordinating the account planning process within their organizations. The quarterbacks, if you will, are really going to be your major account managers, your strategic account managers. They hold the quota, and they're also responsible for figuring out how to get that quota. Now, if the strategic account manager is the only player on the field, though, he can't really pass the ball and catch the ball. He can't do a lot. So to your point, there have to be other players involved. You've got your immediate account team, which for a major account is typically going to be other sellers. They could be people who are in other locations that service that account. So if we're talking about, say, you know, a large bank that we're selling to, their headquarters might be in New York, but they may have other buying points in other parts of the country or even other parts of the world. So you're going to have other account managers that are covering those other locations if they're decision-making locations. So that's part of your sales team. Marketing plays a critical role in account planning, or should. Doesn't as often as they should, but they should play a critical role in account planning because they are able to do a few things. They're able to help us with understanding opportunity in the market, and opportunity is going to come from what sales knows, but marketing is also going to know about opportunity in terms of market trends. Marketing will also sometimes be able to help us with positioning and messaging. Marketing can help us with the campaigns and the execution that have to happen within the account. I was talking with a client recently that was working with a large telecom client over in Germany. And they said basically what marketing did is they set up marketing plans for each of the major accounts. So for this particular telecom client in Germany, they had a whole marketing strategy for how to work within the account, set up internal fairs and events. And so they were a really important part of that overall account plan for that account. So you've got marketing, you've got operations, certainly. And depending on the type of company that you are, operations might be important because they need to be able to help you fulfill on what you want to do for that client. So if we said, well, we want to be able to put in a new call center for a major account, operations is going to have to help us figure out how to do that, how to set that up. If we wanted to develop some type of new offer for that account, operations might need to help us create that product or create that offer. Next to them, you might also have finance, because finance has to help us figure out where that money is going to come from if we're going to build that call center, or if we're going to invest in that new product, or we're going to co-invest with a partner. So finance will be in there. And then finally, probably the other major player is sales operations. And sales operations is critical because they are very often the orchestrators and the coordinators of the account planning process. So they can be providing information to the account team. So the last thing we want our account team doing is research and going after trying to find financials, historic financials for the account. Sales operations has a lot of that information that they should be able to tee up for the account team to use in the planning process. And sales operations can also, as I said, help coordinate and shepherd the process through to make sure everybody's doing what they need to be doing, not just in one account, but across all the accounts, so the whole process is happening consistently. So you've got a whole team of people that are usually engaging on that.
And I imagine the marketing stack, tech stack comes in there to help in marketing automation and delivering the messages.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Now, you mentioned revenue goals in the book and in our discussion a few minutes ago. Can you measure the revenue, and is revenue the only measure of account planning success?
Well, revenue, that's a good question, because revenue may not be your ultimate goal. So there may be other financial goals that are important, or maybe other strategic goals that are important. So let's talk about financial for a second. We use this idea we talked about in the first book, what your CEO needs to know about sales compensation, this idea of C-level goals. C-level goals basically break into five major areas. You've got financial goals, which could be revenue, profit, units, bookings. You have customer goals, which has to have to do with your buyers and who's using the product, who's buying the product, who you're targeting. Within a major account, you may be looking at different buyer groups. You may say, well, one of our measures for success is we get above procurement, or we get out of the operational part of the organization, we get it up to senior management, we start to build relationships there. That may be a measure of success in the buyer side. In the product side, in terms of C-level goals, in terms of what we're selling to or offering the client, we may have certain product objectives. So company I mentioned in the case example earlier, one of the things they were doing is they were offering staff augmentation services to their client. Even though they were a technology company, they were putting technology experts into their client, and they almost became like a staffing company, but they weren't selling the software services and the programming services that were high margin that they really needed to sell. Well, that might be a product objective for that company, is we need to get past staff augmentation into other higher level offers. And then you've got organizational goals that are C-level goals. So it could be goals around coverage. So we want certain roles to be doing certain things within the account, or it could be goals around talent. We need to get higher level people from our organization up to their C-level to sell. So your goals might come in different types. So I think that's the first thing you want to identify, is what's important in these accounts in terms of financial or other types of goals, so that we're chasing the right thing, first of all.
But now, how long does it take to implement a strategic account management program? Is this, do we have a planning meeting and follow-on planning meetings? Does it take a year to get this up and running properly? Or
you've got the part that is the account planning process for the account itself, and then you've got the bigger question, which is establishing the strategy for account planning and how you're going to do it as a company. And that's a little longer term. It probably will take you a year or two to get that process running pretty well as you want as a company. The account plan itself, so if we're going to do an account plan for a particular client, that's something that can be done in a matter of weeks or a matter of a couple months, depending on how much depth you want to go into. So we talk in the book about different types of account plans. You've got your strategic account plans for the biggest accounts, the most complex ones. Those are going to take longer than if you're doing account plans for maybe mid-size accounts. And that kind of brings up a topic of there are different types of account plans for different types of accounts. So you may want to have simpler versions, maybe one page, quick versions for smaller accounts, just so you have a plan for how people are going to hit their goal. But the account planning process itself for the account, you may be able to get through in a matter of a few weeks or a couple of months. Now, it never stops, though, Jim. That's the other point to note, is that once we produce the document, the account planning document, that is not the end of the road. In fact, that becomes the focal point for too many organizations. We're going to create the account plan. We're going to present it to senior management. They're going to beat us up. We're going to make some adjustments. We're going to put it away in the file cabinet. Next year, they're going to bother us about it again, right? Well, what you want to do is you want to have a cycle of team collaboration, team meetings to build that plan. And then you want to set up, you mentioned dashboard before, you want to set up your milestones and your dashboard for what you're going to accomplish with the account plan. And you're going to be pulling that out in a formal way on a quarterly basis. And then in between, you're going to be referring to that probably with your CRM system. So you think about using CRM and how people refer to the pipeline. Well, the account plan, you're going to be referring to, are we doing the milestone things that we committed to in the plan, and are we on track? So when you get to the end of the quarter, end of the year, it's not going to be a surprise. It's not going to be like, wow, you know, we forgot that we said we were going to do these things, because those strategies are turned into milestones that you're watching on a week by week basis.
On page 34, you start with your steps, and you've got six steps to get it going. And then you talk about the seventh is executing the plan, which takes time to measure and to actually execute, and people to stay on track, just not think, well, it's another one of those corporate things that we'll go through the motions, and in 60 days, we'll go back to doing what we were doing before, as long as nobody asks about it again. Salespeople mm-hmm. are great for accepting new processes, but then waiting to see if the company ever asks about them again. And then you go into the types of account plans. So if the company were to take your book, which I think is a good start, but they invariably need some kind of a facilitator to do a lot of these. So we got an idea that it takes a couple months to get it off the ground. Then it might take a year to really start measuring the results. What kind of a cost is there to do this, to bring experts in to help make sure the company not only started, but actually stay on track?
Well, if you're going to bring somebody in from the outside, I mean, there are different ways to do it. You could, you can get some coaching on how to do it. Probably the more effective way is to get comprehensive help to set the process up. And you talked about the living account planning process that you were looking at in the book. When you're setting up how does account planning work in our organization and how does it fit within our sales strategy, there's some real work to be done usually with senior sales leadership to figure those things out before you roll it out to the organization. So you may have a few weeks or a couple months of work, depending on how complex your organization is, to establish all that. Because when you go out and you then begin the account planning process with the organization, you want to have that well thought out. You don't want to be doing that ad hoc. You can get help on more of a workshop over the shoulder basis. And I won't, you know, quote rates or anything like that, but you know, you can get help in those areas for a lot less than doing full project work, where the full project work tends to be a lot more impactful. What we find when you talk about cost on this, what we find is that if you do it well and you set it up well, the results you're going to get in the account. So think about being able to move an account from a $20 million account to a $30 million account in the course of a year or 18 months. That is multiples more than what you're going to pay or invest to actually make to get that set up and do it correctly. So you know, it's one of these things that you're going to really get out of it, what you put into it in terms of investment. If you kind of want to do it yourself, you know, it, you usually don't get quite as much. So I would advise get some help. If it's from us or somebody else, get some help to at least get things started and get the accountability in place.
Mark, we're at the end of our hour here, or half hour. How does someone reach you to talk about this or to answer any questions they might have about strategic account planning?
Well, the easiest way to get us is to go on salesglobe.com. My email is mdonnolo, M-D-O-N-N-O-L-O, at salesglobe.com if you want to drop me a note directly. To salesglobe.com is the easiest way to start.
Thank you very much. We've been interviewing Mark Dinolo, founder and managing partner of Sales Globe, author of several books, especially Essential Account Planning. Thank you for taking the time to tackle the subject, why account planning delivers outsized revenue results. Paul, over to you.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. That has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show.